we see the hand of God. In the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove His faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. I'm Clint Davis, your host. Thank you for being with us. Going to do things a little differently this morning. I didn't get it recorded earlier, so I'm doing it live. So here we go. Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 16, as Paul enters the city of Athens. You know what we do. We read the Bible and we discuss it. If you haven't been with us, that's what we do. We read the Bible and we discuss it. And so here we go. Paul in Athens, Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 16. Now, Paul was waiting for them. That's John Mark and Silas, waiting for them, Timothy and Silas, waiting for them at Athens. His spirit was provoked within him as he saw the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogues with the Jews and devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him, and some said, "What does this blabber wish to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a preacher of foreign divinities," because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, and saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. Now, this is a great little story. It starts with Paul entering into the city of Athens, the big city of Greece, the capital of Greece. Of course, we know all about ancient Athens and its influence in the world. It was a prominent place. Paul finally gets there. He's waiting on Silas and Timothy to join him. He's run out of Thessalonica. Silas and Timothy remain there in Thessalonica and with the Bereans, and they're interacting with them, and they're talking about God's word. Paul is run out because of fear of his own life. He gets to Athens, and he's waiting on them, and when he gets there, he sees something tragic. The city is full of idols. The Greeks were people who were notorious. Of course, you know this from ancient history. They were notorious for studying new philosophies. They were notorious for studying new religions and adopting those things and syncretizing those things into one system that they wanted to adopt. It was very much a system that was unique to Athens. And so Paul sees all of this happening and his spirit is provoked. Some of the old translations say he wept. He wept when he saw that. Why would Paul weep when he saw all of that is going on in Athens? In fact, we probably today would celebrate a culture that is pluralistic as a society. We would celebrate a culture that takes in and listens to every different religion and every different philosophy, and people think through things and want to make their own opinion. In fact, we would celebrate that. We do celebrate that as a society. But Paul weeps. Why does Paul weep? Well, Paul weeps because he realizes that these people are led astray. These people are not worshiping the one true God. They're worshiping idols. They're following after false gods, and they're not able to know who the true God is. He weeps because of that. But I think his weeping is actually motivated more deeply than just his care and concern for the lost Athenians. Yes, of course he's concerned about them. He loves them, and he wants them to know the one true God. He wants them to know who God is. He wants them to know the hope of everlasting life. But more than that, he wants God to be worshipped. In our church just yesterday, we worshipped God and we read from Psalm 67 in our worship. And we learned how in Psalm 67 was God had blessed the people of Israel to be a blessing to the nations so that the nations would know the way of God and the way to God. And he does the same for us. We tie that into the Christian church. That's our responsibility to proclaim the way of God and the way to God, the way that God may be known and the way to God to the world around us, so that those people may come and not only know Jesus, but also worship God and give him the praise that is due his name. You see, that's Paul's motivation. Paul's motivated by the fact that these people are not worshiping God and God is not being praised in Athens. I wonder if you have the same motivation on your heart. Does it bother you Does it bother you that you sometimes are idolatrous? Does it bother you that we as a society are idolatrous and we don't worship the one true God? There are tons of people walking around every day who do not know the Lord, and we should be concerned for their souls, absolutely. But we should also, and perhaps more deeply, be concerned with the fact that they are not worshiping and proclaiming the glory of our great God, who is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Because the salvation of sinners is the most glorious testimony and most wonderful avenue through which we praise the glorious God. And his glory is seen in the salvation of sinners, the power he has to save. You guys have a great day. God bless you. Pray for the salvation of sinners so that God may be praised. Take care. I'll see you soon.